Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its
opinions. You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR, DB.
Phenomenally You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee, and I would like to welcome you to my show this evening. I hope that everyone is just doing as wonderfully as they can. I hope that everyone is doing their best to walk in their greatness, and I'm excited for this show this evening because I'm not going to do the show by myself. I have a great co-host who happens to be my family, but also one of my favorite people in the world. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her in. Her name is Lauren Quinlan, and she is my niece. So let me go ahead and bring her in. Hold on really quick. Hey, Lauren, you're live. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I just finished eating my dinner.
So everyone who's listening, I had a guest lined up, and they fell through a little. And so I contacted Lauren, and I said, hey, you want to jump on the show and be my co-host? And she agreed, and it makes me so happy. And it's the simple things these days that make me smile. So, Lauren, I just want to tell you that I'm just really excited. I'm so happy that you agreed. I was wondering if you were going to say yes. And just thank you. Thank you for just, you know, jumping on the last minute. I appreciate it. And I'm glad you were able to eat your dinner because we know how you can get, right?
Uh-huh.
We definitely know how everyone can get when they're hungry. So this evening is my first live Freestyle Tuesday show. And what that means is that if you want to, you can you can text me and you can just give me a topic that you want me to speak on and I will, you know, try to fit it into the show. So we don't have one topic this evening. I've already received some requests about topics. And so we're going to talk about this evening. We're going to talk about a couple of things this evening. So the first thing, though, I just want to – Lauren is about to be 21. She goes to Arizona State. And just like we all have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, Lauren has been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic when it comes to being away from her family and it comes to school and even work. And I want to talk to her about some of that. But before I go into that, let me go into a commercial. And then when we come back, Lauren, we're going to start our show. Well, we're going to start the conversation. But let's get into a commercial because I'm pretty excited about starting the show. So we're going to go to a commercial. When we come back, we are going to start with Freestyle Tuesday. Okay?
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday Fun Night, and Saturday Brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas.
Joyful Expressions.
Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! joyfulexpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And we are back. You're listening to the Phenomenal You podcast on EWR Radio, KEWRDB. And if you're just now tuning in with me and my co-host this evening, Lauren Quinlan, tonight's topic, or how about this, tonight's title is Freestyle Tuesday. And like I explained a little while ago, it just means that I don't have one specific thing to talk about. And if you want to, you can go ahead and text me if you want me to talk about anything. You can text it to 310-308-8568. Again, that is 310-308-8568. So if you feel something, you know, if something comes to you, if something falls on your heart that you want to talk about, go ahead and text it to me, or you can even call in at 323-642-1757. Again, that's 323-642-1757. I would love to hear from you. I would love for you to ask me the question directly. So before I get into talking to Lauren, I do just want to really quick go into a little bit of the stuff that, of course, we all have been dealing with. And I just want to take a really quick moment, a little moment of silence for all of the people who have been affected by COVID-19, especially those who have lost people in their family, who have lost their friends. And then I also would like to, you know, take a really quick moment of silence for people who have lost their family and friends. It's not related to COVID-19. It seems like we have such a focus on that we forget that there are people who are dealing with a lot of things that are not related to that. So let's just take a moment of silence for all of those people. Okay. I do want to remind everyone to continue to send out their prayers and continue to be hopeful for the state of the world, I must say, right now. Remember that the energy that you put out in the world makes a very big difference. And so just do your best to look on the bright side. I know that it's really hard, but it really does make a difference. We all are going through a lot of the same things. We need to support each other. We need to encourage each other to be the best that each of us can be. We need to put out positive energy. And, you know, we just need to do what we need to do so we can get past everything that we're going through. So right now, the first thing I want to talk about is just how a lot of young people are affected by what's going on right now. And I'm so glad that I have Lauren as my co-host, because she is a young person. And I want to get her opinion. I want to hear about her experience, about how she's feeling right now and what she's doing in order to stay uplifted, in order to stay hopeful. So, Lauren, can you share anything with us about what you're experiencing, how you're feeling, what you're doing in order to remain as peppy as you are every time I talk to you?
Yeah. So I think in the beginning when this whole outburst happened, it was almost like a shock, like not believing that things were going to close or that school so rapidly was going to be changed to an online format and like jobs were going to be lost and so many things. So I think the first thing was just a huge shock and not believing, like, as like, not to sound bratty, but like, oh my God, like things are ending. But to know
right.
that little things like even going to work or going to class and be able to have those relationships with those people, we're going to stop because we have to be safe. I think that's like accepting it was the first step. But overall, I've just been trying to find ways to keep busy now that school will be over as of tomorrow. I think the number one thing that I've been doing is working out every day. And even I worked out with you and Grandma, or tomorrow morning I'm working out with Sloan, so that not only I'm being held accountable and working out and moving and getting like my body moving, but also to like find something, like to find something that gives me like the satisfaction that I was able to complete something, I think is what I'm looking for, because I'm used to that, whether that's going to work or going to school. But also I found that painting, even though I'm not the best painter, It's been fun because it's time consuming, and like over a period of time, you get to have a cool result or a not cool result. But I think overall, just
right.
finding little things day by day to keep myself from going crazy.
And you know what? I can relate to that because, you know, I've been doing things like planting flowers or just, you know, having little projects in the house, just trying to keep myself busy and on some kind of schedule so that, you know, I'm not, you know, sitting around and just what I always call marinating on all of the stuff that the news and you go on social media and anything that you look at and you read. And I know that everything that's going on is real. It's definitely real. But I also believe that, you know, me focusing on, you know, the happy place, me focusing on staying positive is not me stating, making this, you know, this statement that I don't care about what's happening or I don't understand what's happening or that I don't even know what's going on, because I do. But it is, it's like signs of hope. And I wrote about that in my last blog. And I said, you know, us walking in our greatness and us understanding that we need to, you know, consciously now more than we have in many years, be focused on just finding, like what you said, that stability, finding something that is satisfying, you know, focusing on something that will put a smile on your face. It's really important now because, you know, it's so easy to kind of, you know, turn towards the darkness because that's all that is thrown at us every day and all day. And I don't know if you agree with that. I know, you know, you've been trying to deal with school and now you're trying to get into summer school. You know, you're trying to get stuff done. And it's been more complicated. And so I just urge you to, like, continue to focus on, you know, the positive. You know, I know it becomes frustrating. We're all dealing with things that are so new. Like, I know you were telling me about trying to get into these classes, and it's just so hard because people are not even answering the phone. So, you know, I just encourage you to continue to try to be as positive as you can be. I mean, what else do you – have you talked to some of your friends? Are they experiencing some of the same things that you're experiencing or?
Yes, I think – obviously I can't speak for them, but most of my friends are home with their family. I think I'm one of the only or few that are still, like, by themselves, like, living away from home. But I think we're kind of all feeling very similar things. Of course, some people take it differently than others. But I think overall my group of friends is pretty positive and truly just making the best out of what the circumstances are and trying to stay connected as best we can. But I think also one thing to add, when you brought up social media, I think right now, because we have so much time being at home and our phones are like ingrained in our lifestyle, like taking a break from social media is necessary because we're seeing all this information, whether it's about the virus or just all these different things we're consuming. I feel like this is a time to really not necessarily trying to say like just connect with yourself, but to just take a break from all those things and to truly just like focus and center in on yourself because we have so much time. And for all we know, in the next month or so, we could be back to what will now be a new normal, but we probably won't have this time again to just kind of be. So I've learned that social media is not my friend right now, and I just need to take a break because I'm just getting in so much information, and a lot of it just isn't necessary or just scrolling through unconsciously. But, yeah.
That's, you know what? That's going to lead me into something that someone asked me to talk about. So they gave me a topic of, are you a negative or a positive energy right now? And I'm going to say that again. Are you a negative or positive energy? And they wanted me to speak on that. And I looked up, I found a great quote that said, positive thinking will let you do everything better than negative thinking will do. Meaning it is kind of self-fulfilling. And when you try to think positively, you know, a lot of times, you know, they say that, you know, the things that we think sometimes come to fruition. But I'm thinking about what you were just saying because I was thinking about all the posts that I see. And, you know, our number one reason for joining all of these social media forms, when we first started joining them, was for entertainment. It was for entertainment. It was for connection to other people, you know, maybe to find people that we hadn't spoken to, you know, find our classmates. It gave us a form to communicate on a regular basis with people who were far away. And it seems like almost the purpose of social media, because we found all these people now, is something that has kind of been blurred. And so what you see now is you see it almost being used as an information form, as a informative place to go for, you know, accurate information. And I don't know if I'm wrong. I don't know if you agree with me, but I just don't feel like it should be used as that. I'm not sure. What do you think about that?
For me, I don't know if it just depends on who we follow, but one being that I am in journalism, I do see a lot of news all day long, which sometimes can be a little bit overwhelming. But going more so towards the lifestyle part of like social media, specifically Instagram, I feel like I had to really talk to myself, why am I getting satisfaction of scrolling and seeing what everybody else is doing with their lives instead of just focusing on what I'm doing? Like, granted, yes, I love
right.
to see people traveling or outfits and things like that, but why is it like so addicting that I'm so focused on what other people are doing and not just focusing on what I'm doing and how to spend my time better? Because I guarantee you people are not scrolling through my feed wondering what I'm doing all day long.
Right. And but you know what's crazy is some people are. What's crazy is some people are scrolling through your feed, you know, trying to figure out what you're doing all day, every day. And, you know, now I notice that, you know, there are people who post information about stuff that's going on. And I'm definitely somebody who encourages people to go to the sites that you need to go to get the information that you want. Like I always tell people, you know, go to cdc.gov if you have any questions about what's happening, about who, you know, any kind of statistic that you want about this pandemic, you can get it at cdc.gov. You don't have to rely on things that people are posting on Facebook. And in all honesty, I don't think that you should. You know, I think that you need to go to an informed place and you need to get your information, and then you need to try to do just what you said, Lauren. You need to try to focus on yourself and trying to make sure you get through each day, you know, the best that you can. And it's so crazy to me because I saw this post one time where this somebody has said something about, you know, basically people telling people to have a good day, and some people are just trying to get through the day and they don't need to hear someone telling them they're having a good day. And it just shows like the effect of that you can have when you put something out there. It's like, are you a negative or are you a positive energy? What is the purpose of the things that you post? What is the purpose of the things that you say? Is it to uplift the people around you, to try to make them feel better about their circumstances, or is it for them to feel maybe how you're feeling? You know, you're feeling fearful and you're feeling, you know, angry and upset and you're feeling uncertain. And so you want, you know, you want to people to feel the same way that you're feeling. But I think there's a responsibility to that. And, Lauren, I think the key to it is what you said is, you know, if you know that social media is taking up too much of your time or it's not being a positive influence, meaning it's causing you not to focus on the things that you need to focus on in your life, or it's causing you, you know, more fear than you should have or more anxiety than you have, you need to be able to make that decision for yourself that I need to take a step away. You know, maybe I only need to look at this on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays and every other Sunday, or maybe I only need to look at this, you know, 2 hours a day. You know, but you need to be able to make these decisions. You know, I believe I have this thing like where I say that a key to staying motivated is feeling good about yourself. And when you feel really good about yourself, you understand why you need to surround yourself not only around positive people but positive things. You understand the importance, the value within yourself. And when you understand that, you understand the value within other people. And so you not only handle yourself with care, you handle other people with care. And, you know, I commend you because you've made the decision, like, let me take a step back. I'm sitting here so many hours trying to figure out, you know, scrolling through all these shoes, and I could be, you know, doing something, you know, that's more productive that will help me directly. And, you know, Lauren, I commend you for that. You know, I know you still look at it. You know, I do too. But
I don't
commend
need to
you
be
because
looking at what Kylie Jenner's doing at the pool all day versus something else.
Right, because you have to be very honest with yourself about what triggers you. And when you understand what triggers you, you will, you know, once you start understanding what triggers you, then you should be able to control, or you should have a better concept of how to control, you know, those triggers. Some people it's social media. Some people it's just TV and social media and all that stuff together. You know, I'm good for saying, you know, turn it off. You know, I'm good for saying stay informed, but turn it off. Turn it off, because you turning it off, I think there's like what I said, I think there's this misconception that if you turn it off, you're saying that you don't care about what's going on. And that's far from the truth. Because I know that you're informed, you know what's going on, right, Lauren? You know.
Yeah.
That brings me to that. Are you a negative or a positive energy? You know, I firmly believe a lot of times that people who post mean things or, you know, or post negative things, I think it's almost like a misery loves company thing. But, you know, I'm still hopeful for them, because I'm still hopeful for myself, because, you know, we all have those moments when we just, we're not feeling that great. And you know, this is a time where a lot of people are feeling like that, and they're feeling alone, and they're feeling afraid, and they're feeling uncertain. And, you know, the only thing they have is social media. I mean, what do you recommend to someone who doesn't have the strong family ties or the strong friendship ties, Lauren? What do you think they should do?
Well, what I found from even my whole college journey, freshman year, was really hard. But I've learned that you can find good things in YouTube videos. For myself and the things that I was struggling with, it's almost like when I sat there and watched other people talk about different things, whether good or bad or just entertaining, it almost felt like I had a friend, or I could talk to someone. So I think just really exploring and trying different things, even if you think it's stupid or it's dumb or I'm too old to be watching YouTube videos, I think you can find something that really resonates with you and you can connect with. And for me, it's watching certain YouTube videos, whether it's about beauty or about different story times, or traveling is one of my favorite things to watch. It not only makes me feel comfortable and like, oh my God, I'm so excited to go to these places, but it's almost as weird as it sounds, it feels like I have a friend or I have someone who I can talk to. So I think
just really exploring
and finding things for yourself.
And that's a really good point too, because we also have to learn how to use social media and stuff to our advantage, because it's not going anywhere. And so, me personally, I am someone who uses social media, not just for my podcast or for my blog, but I like to look at certain things. But I remember a few years ago where I just started blocking people who I thought, you know, not that I felt like I was better than them, but, you know, their story didn't align with mine. So I started blocking people who I felt were bullying other people who were always just promoting, you know, talking about someone or just always complaining. And I did start blocking that. And what I noticed is my social media pages are very uplifting usually. The people that are following me, I think they get a vibe about who I am. And so there's a certain, you know, we have a like mind, even though I don't know them. They're about uplifting. They're about positivity. And it's so interesting because, you know, you get so much backlash sometimes for being that way. I don't know if you've experienced that, because, you know, I'm so much older than you, but I find that sometimes you do get backlash and people will joke and people will, you know, kind of be like, oh, here she goes with that positivity talk. Here they go with that uplifting talk. But I'm very strong. I believe very strongly about the, you know, mind over matter. I believe that, you know, being positive does bring a lot of positivity in your life. And I just don't see the benefit of constantly complaining or constantly focusing on the darkness and never trying to focus on the light. And so don't get me wrong. There are days when I wake up and I'm grumpy. There are days when I wake up and I don't feel like dealing with anyone. There are days when people are getting on my nerves and I have to pull myself back and I have to say, okay, but how are you going to make this day better? Or are you just going to sit here, as I always say, and marinate in this bad feeling that you feel? Which one is it going to do? Are you going to pull yourself up from the bootstraps? Are you going to figure out how to make your day better? Or are you just going to sit in that day and be like, you know what, this day just messed up. I'm going with it, and I'm just going to be, you know, I'm going to have a messed up attitude because the day is messed up. And I just don't see any benefit in that. I don't see any benefit in marinating in the, you know, in the grumpiness. I don't, you know, I know sometimes if you're listening, Lauren, I'll call Lauren, and Lauren will, you know, have a moment, and she'll be like, I know I need to be positive, but right now I just feel, you know, this is just how I feel. And I understand that. I understand that sometimes that's just how you feel. I do try, and Lauren can tell you, she knows that I always tell her, hey, okay, but you have this moment, but now what are you going to do? And how is this benefiting you, Lauren? And how many times have I told you that? I've told you that a lot. Like,
a
okay,
lot. And I was going to bring that up,
yeah,
too, but you already did.
Yeah, because I've honestly told her, I've been like, you know, I know. Because you know what? Let's be honest, Lauren. Sometimes it feels good just to marinate in the negativity. Sometimes it's this weird thing where you just don't feel like trying to be happy because you're upset or you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Or something didn't go your way and you're mad about it. And it's easy for you to stay in that. But, you know,
for one thing,
what's the benefit?
One thing I learned, because you already told everyone my dirty laundry, but with me sometimes being so, like, stubborn, or, like, when something doesn't go the way I plan, not just because it's like, oh, my God, it didn't go my way, but because, like, I was just either hoping for it or, like, planning for it. One thing that Khalil is my boyfriend, if I'm in a bad mood, he's always will be like, just smile, just do this. And it's like, it makes me even more upset sometimes because I know it's like he's right and it's true. But that has helped me to learn that, like, even just like forcing yourself to smile will make you feel better.
Right. I just always say, what's the benefit? It's almost like that, the quote I just said, it says positive thinking will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. And I specifically remember, you know, you hear all these motivational speakers, and sometimes people will tell me, like, oh, you're like that, you know, and I don't always want to be aligned with that, because I remember listening to motivational speakers and just being like, whatever, you know, like, it's no way you just happy 24/7. And what I realize now is it was an ignorant statement, because you striving to be positive and you striving to walk in your greatness and you looking at the light and trying not to, just sink deeper into the darkness is not a claim that you're always happy. It's not that. It's just a claim. It's a hopeful, like I said, it's a claim of hope. It's a claim to say, you know, this is messed up right now, but guess what? It's going to get better, or I know there's a silver lining to this some kind of way. And it may not be the most exceptional thing. It may not be the greatest thing, but it is something. You know, I remember when I got in a car accident and my car, you know, I thought it was total. But then I was sitting there thinking, you know, I was waiting for the tow truck to come. And I was like, you know, I could have really got hurt. You know, forget this car, you know, or forget if my insurance decides to cover this. I could have really got hurt. Like, I walked out of this accident with a little scrape on my shoulder. You know, yeah, I may not have a car. You know, I may be a little sore, but you know what? I'm here. And it could have been so much worse, because it could have been a call to you or my mom or Damien saying that I wasn't here anymore. And it wasn't that. It was a call that said, hey, you know, I got in a car accident, the tow truck's on the way, and, you know, Damien's on his way to come and get me. And these are the times, you know, that we're in right now, where as much as people get tired of hearing it, that we have to continuously strive, you know, to to have people see the benefit of choosing positivity. Have people understand the benefit of just trying. And so, you know, it's really important. And so, you know, that's all I have to say about that one. I mean, I see people, I have a board up here and I see people calling in. So if you just are now tuning in, you're listening to the live broadcast of the Phenomenally You podcast this evening. It's called Freestyle Tuesday. I don't have a specific topic, even though we were just talking about positivity a lot. And I had people who text me and just said, can you talk about this or can you talk about that? And I also have my co-host this evening, which is Lauren Quinlan, who she is a current student at Arizona State University. You know, Lauren works. Lauren lives, you know, on her own. She's doing it big. And, you know, I'm always proud of her, as I am of all the girls in my family and the guys, you know. And this evening, there's just things that I want to talk about. I didn't want to just specifically talk about COVID-19 because I think, to be honest with you, we've beat that subject to death. Now, we are, I don't know, Lauren, do you agree? We know about it. But
yeah, I think we're good.
How much? Yeah, I think we're good. You know, like I said, go to cdc.gov. You know, get the things, get the information that you need, and then pick up a book and read a book.
Wear your mask, wash your hands.
Right.
That's it.
And stay 6 feet away. Self-distancing. I'm going to go on to my next topic. So, Lauren, I know I sent it to you. So, topic someone said, well, they didn't say, they just texted me. They said, life is short and life is long. And they wanted me to talk about that. And I was looking at it and I was like, huh? Life is short and life is long. And I realized it's like, you know, people say life is short. So, you know, you need to stop and smell the roses. But then some people say life is not short. Life is really long. So you need to stop and smell the roses, right? So I started thinking about that, stopping and smelling the roses. And then I thought to myself, you don't just need to stop and smell the roses. You need to stop and appreciate the air. You need to stop and appreciate the dirt, the smell of the grass. You need to feel the water. You know, if you're sitting in the tub, appreciate it. You need to appreciate your current space, even if it's in your house. And what that equates to is being grateful. Just being grateful in the now. And, you know, what do you think that means, being grateful in the now, Lauren?
I think, honestly, for me, that's something, not that I struggled with, but I had to really look into, was even just my circumstances. Me being in school, yes, I might have to pay back money and loans, but I'm having the opportunity to get a better education to then go into the field of news broadcasting. But it's like, it's not something I should necessarily be upset about, that, oh my gosh, I have to pay this money back, but be grateful that I have this opportunity that some people might not have. Or yes, I might be away from you guys and my family, but I have a roof over my head, I have an apartment that is comfortable and it feels like my own little home. So I think instead of being stubborn, really just like finding little things. Sometimes Khalil will ask me like, well, what are you grateful for today? And it's almost like I don't have anything to say, or just like family, food, water. But he would say sometimes like, look at the car that you have to drive. Like, that's something to be grateful for. Or even the books you're able to afford for school, because some people can't. That's something to be grateful for. So I think even picking out the little things is really what we forget, because we focus so much on the larger picture. Well, I don't have this house or this car or all these things. But even the little things are things to be grateful for. Over this time of being in quarantine, I've been able to find little things to be grateful for, whether that's freaking YouTube and working out every day. That's something to be grateful for.
Oh, and you know what? I have me thinking, like, my journey is always, it's always evolving. I feel like at 48, almost 49, you know, I feel younger than ever. I feel like now, even though we're in this circumstance that we're in, I'm more at peace than I have been in a long time. And it's so crazy, because I had a family meeting the other day. And I said, you know, as harsh as this quarantine self-distancing thing has been, what it has made me realize, because I've been working remotely every day. So I'm still putting in my hours of work every day. I haven't had a day off. But all the things that I used to say, I don't have time for. I don't have time to cook. I don't have time to finish my chores. I don't have time to, you know, do all of this stuff. It's so crazy because I've gotten it done. I've gotten it done and I'm still working. The only thing I'm not doing is I'm not driving to work every day. And it really made me take a look, you know, within myself, you know, even though I've been going through this journey and saying, you know, I just never prioritized those things because they weren't important to me until they had to become important to me, until I had to sit down somewhere and be still. And then I was able to prioritize these things and realize, you know, it's not an issue that I didn't have time. It's an issue that I didn't make the time. And it's so crazy because it's like I feel this peace. Today I was sitting out on the balcony at my lunch for, you know, working remotely. And I can share with the listeners, I don't really like working remote that much. I've always enjoyed going to work. I know people think it's crazy, but I have, you know. And I was sitting out on the balcony today for my lunch looking at the plants that I repotted that are still alive. And I was just feeling thankful in the moment. Like, I'm sitting here, you know, I'm just relaxed, and you know what? I feel pretty good. I feel good. And I really never was able to unwind like that during my lunch break when I'm in the office. And it just really was crazy because it hit me like, you know, as much as you don't like working remotely, this is a benefit of working remotely. And, you know, I could really appreciate that. I really could appreciate that. And so I think when you're talking about, you know, even Khalil asking you, what are you grateful for? It's beyond even being grateful for the materialistic things. I read this article, I don't know when, and I believe Oprah was in the article, and it was talking about just being grateful for the things that you never think about, like being grateful to breathe clearly. You know, especially in this day and time where we know, like, as we have this podcast right now, there are people that are working hard just to breathe. Like, there are people praying for the next breath. Or even people who suffer from asthma or a lot of bad allergies, just being thankful that you could take a breath without struggling to take it. Or being thankful that you can move your toes or that you can walk or, you know, thankful that you can feel. Thankful that, you know, just for the very simple things, being, you know, having gratitude, just because you're able to be, just being, you know. I have a coworker who lost, you know, one of their parents 2 weeks ago, and I've been talking to her, and I feel grateful, you know, that she trusts me to talk to me, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, thank you for my family, you know, thank you. And it's a reminder that, you know, we're not promised the next second or the minute or the day or the month or the year, you know, but while our family members are here, while our friends and our loved ones are here, it's the reason why we have to treat them with love and respect, because we aren't promised. And so we have to love in the now. You know, we have to uplift in the now. You know, we can't keep waiting, because who says that, you know, that opportunity will be there? And so I'm reminded that when you're saying, you know, Khalil said to be grateful, when you say you have to remember to be grateful, because I remind myself of that every single day, Lauren, every single day. And the listeners, you know, you guys don't know, but, you know, I talk very openly, not only to my niece, I talk openly to my daughters, you know, and my nieces. And you know, a lot of young people, and I just try to say, hey, this is what I didn't do when I was your age. I wasn't great, you know. I was, you know, a spoiled brat, you know, a lot. There are things that I just thought should fall to my feet. And I'm trying to tell you now that it doesn't work like that. And I don't care how well off you are. It doesn't work like that. And so the best thing that we can do is be examples to the people that are younger than us so that they don't have to wait until they're 30 and 40 to figure it out. So they can figure it out when they're younger, because it's just going to improve their life. And I'm not talking about their monetary lifestyle. I'm talking about that, you know, within, that happiness that they'll be able to find within that nobody can take from them, regardless of what's going on. You know, isn't it a wonderful thing to think that you can get that 20 years younger than I did, you know, right, you know, that you, as soon as you are into this adult world, you understand the importance of life and the things that you need to focus on, and there's nothing the matter with working towards a career, and there's nothing the matter with going for that degree, but understanding the root of your happiness, so that things like what we're going through now doesn't knock you off your feet. You know, it doesn't mess up your game. And you're able to get through it. You know, what I want for Lauren, what I want for my daughter and my nieces and their friends and my family is that, you know, we walk out of this better than we walked into this. And so the question I ask you is, you know, what are you doing to walk out better than you walked into this? What are you doing to walk out better than you walked into this? You know, it's a real question. And I'm not talking about making more money, you know. I'm talking about how do you become a better, you know, Bob, whoever's listening, a better Stacy. How do you become a better Lauren than you were when this happened? What learning experience? What are you going to learn from this? How are you going to take this and be great? And I think that's an important question. So I'm going to go into this one little itty-bitty commercial that I have, and then when we come back, I'm going to have Lauren come in with patience, the one I sent you with patience. So this is about a minute, maybe less. So we're going to go ahead and play this, if I can find it, you guys. We're going to go ahead and play this. It's 23 seconds, so get ready, Lauren. And then when we get back, I'm going to have Lauren talk about patience.
Mystique Entertainment, a global network for your top source for live streaming continuous content, such as music, film, trade shows, lifestyles, and wellness and reality shows. For business inquiries, contact Mystique Entertainment. Info mystiqueentertainment@gmail.com.
And we are back with the Phenomenal You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. And this evening is Freestyle Tuesday, and we're just talking about a lot of different topics. My co-host this evening is Lauren Quinlan, and she is going to talk to us right now about patience. Lauren?
All righty. So, patience. Patience is a virtue. And in that definition that I have, meaning that it is a good quality to be able to tolerate something that takes long. And so the thing that stands out to me is the part that's saying something that takes long. And to relate that to myself, I think, and also Elon, who's listening, I think something that is important right now in being in journalism and seeing other people who are succeeding within that career is having patience. And understanding that it's not going to happen overnight and it's going to take a lot of hard work. I was actually just talking to her today about this, and that, like, having patience is so hard, especially when you have so much drive and motivation to get somewhere, but you have to realize that it's going to take work and you have to just go along for the ride and have that patience, which is very hard. I'm not someone that is the best at having patience, but I'm definitely learning. But I think, as much, like, especially growing up, you hear, like, oh, you have to have patience, you have to have patience. And I'm sure as you get older, you probably hear those same things in different forms. But one thing that really sticks out to me is just being able to just take your time and understand that, like, your time is coming. And just to have patience and faith that everything will work out, but to also have that hard work behind it. It's not just going to happen. So I feel like with patience, depending on what you're reaching for, there has to be another component, and you can kind of decide whatever that component's going to be for whatever you are trying to reach for.
That, you know what? You hit that on the head. And the one thing I want to add to that is, in your defense, or I want to say in your generation's defense and younger, okay, is I think that the generations younger than me, grew up in this instant gratification mode because everything, like I said, was right at people's fingertips. I was just talking to someone and I was saying, you find that regardless of a lot of family socioeconomic status, kids have certain things that are, they just have, and they don't understand, you know, they don't feel, you know, the heaviness of, you know, maybe their parents not being able to afford things. It's so interesting when you look and you see all kind of kids, regardless of where they're coming from, with, you know, iPhones and expensive tennis shoes and, you know, these name brand things and this instant gratification. And then the things that we promote to them is all of this stuff. And we promote the end of it. We don't promote. And when I say we, I'm talking about society. We don't promote the work. And I know you brought up Kylie Jenner, and I'll bring her into it in saying that, yes, she's from a rich family, but take my word for it. There's work that was put in, you know, for her makeup line. If you think of someone like Rihanna, yeah, she was rich when she started Fenty, you know, but there was work that was put in, and you don't get to see the work. You get to see the brand. You know, I always tell people that, you know, when you think about rappers and basketball players and singers, you know, even doctors, you know, we see successful doctors. We never see the work. We never see the grind. We see the end result. You know, people don't realize like that Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever you call him now, he was an intern. You know, he worked for free. He got fired. He went through things. And so, you know, if you are only promoting the greatness at the end and not the journey to it, you know, it kind of blurs, you know, what people think about it. You know, the instant gratification of, and they think that they should get things fast because they don't see it. They don't end result. You know, when I think of, you know, all the people out there and all the people that I read about, I was looking, you know, I read about Maya Angelou, and people don't know, you know, yes, she was a great poet at the end of her life, but she had been married a couple of times. You know, she had went through a lot of things, and she became the great Maya Angelou. You know, I'm sure she was thought of herself as great before that, but that's the end game. That's what she was. Nobody knows the grind that she went through. You know, no one knows the grind. You know, when we hear people, you know, talk about Martin Luther King and we talk about all the great things that he said and the great things that we do, sometimes we forget all of the grind, all of the stuff that he went through, which is why it's so easy sometimes for us to forget and take advantage of the things that we can do today. You know, when we think about all these people and the things that they went through, it wasn't instant. They put in work. Yeah, there's some people that got it instant, but that's the few of them. It took work. There were sweat and there were tears. You know, there were sleepless nights. I know I use Oprah a lot, and everybody doesn't like Oprah, and that's none of my business, you know. But I always think about when she retired from her show, and I remember she had had all these years of the Oprah Winfrey Show, and she had never missed one day of work. Not one show. She had never called in sick. She had never missed not one day of work. And I thought to myself, well, you know what? I guess I know why I'm not Oprah. Because, you know, if I have a bad headache, you know, I want to call out. The sacrifices that people have made, it's so interesting how people then will question you about the right that you have to do what you want to do, but they haven't seen the sacrifices that people make, and we don't show them. And we do an injustice to our children and to the younger generation and even to our generations and the generations that are older than me when we only show the end result and we don't show the grind. And it results in a lack of patience. I was at Home Depot, and, you know, the line, there's a line to get into everywhere. You can't, I don't know, is it like that in Arizona, Lauren, where, like, they only let so many people in at a time?
Yeah, Trader Joe's and Costco.
Yeah. So I was saying, you know, it's a test of patience. When you think of all the tests that we're having right now, Some places you just can't walk in if you out. You can't. You're going to have to stand in line. You're going to have to wait. They're going to let 6 people in at a time, 15 people at a time. It is a test of patience. And I stood in this line at Home Depot, and I watched people look at the line and then turn around and go back to their car. And I thought, well, all you're going to do is go back home. And the line didn't even take 10 minutes to get through. But it's a test of patience. And I used that time to take in that sun because I've been in the house. And I appreciated that sunlight. I really did. But it is a test of patience. We are being tested right now in so many ways. And the question is, what are you doing to get through that? A person by the name of Tom Blair, I found this quote in an article called Patience is a Virtue and Other Reasons I Try to Practice It Every Day. It was written in 2018. Again, his name is Tom Blair, and he wrote, "It is the ability to endure something negative that's found its way into our environment without letting it control our behavior." And that's what he says patience is, the ability to endure something negative that's found its way into our environment without letting it control our behavior. And if that does not resonate right now, I don't know what does. Because we are definitely in an environment that feels negative. And so my question to you is, how are you going to let it affect you? How are you going to let it affect you? Lauren, what did you say we need to do? Because we've heard all that we need to do. What did you say we need to do right now? What, we need to stay home? What else?
Focus on ourselves.
Wash our hands.
About? Oh,
yeah.
Wash your hands, wear your mask, and stay 6 feet
We know
apart.
What we need to do. Exactly. We know what we need to do. And to all of those people out there who are not doing it, I say a prayer and be hopeful. But don't let that throw you off, okay? Because how is it benefiting you? How is that anger benefiting you? How is that fear benefiting you? I'm just asking. I don't know if anyone has ever read my blog who is listening, but I write a blog every Sunday, and I want to share the blog that I wrote last Sunday. Sorry, Ed, I haven't turned in my new one yet. But before we end, we have 7 minutes, and I want to share what I wrote in my last blog, and it's called Leela Speaks, Leela. And Leela is a R&B singer. Her name is Leela James. And what I said is, to say we are in stressful times is an understatement. COVID-19 has shown up and shown out. It has stopped stuff in its tracks. It is not just you or me affected, it is everyone. COVID-19 has changed the way every person throughout the world functions. Everyone is feeling it: fear, loneliness, uncertainty of what the future holds, anger, sadness. Everyone is juggling an onslaught of emotions that they are trying to deal with. Because of this, we are in a moment in life where we have to consciously make an effort to treat ourselves right. We cannot marinate in all of these emotions we are feeling that can sometimes feel suffocating. Our joy is rooted within, and it is important we do not forget. I've been listening to an artist named Leela James. Her song, My Joy, speaks loudly about the choice to choose ourselves in those times we are feeling discouraged and weakened by someone or something that seems larger or more important than ourselves. Leela's lyrics, no, ain't no way you're going to take away my joy, my peace, my strength, comforts my soul and is a reminder of the importance of choosing happiness. What I know is we must reach for happiness. We must channel our strength by positively nourishing ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So our thoughts are rooted in smiles and not frowns. For those of you who feel like you are just trying to make it through the day, who cannot seem to muster up the energy to jump on the choose happiness bandwagon, I understand. Stuff is real. It is hard and it is stressful, but I encourage you to try. The reality is We can choose a smile or we can choose a frown. We can choose hope or we can choose despair. We can use our energy towards focusing on the positive or we can use our energy towards focusing on the negative. You already know what I think. Choose happiness. However, it's up to you. And that's what I wrote for my blog last Sunday. And I call it Leela Speaks because I listen to music. Sometimes I get caught up on just one artist. And this song, My Joy, okay, you guys Google it. It's called My Joy. And it hit me like it touched, it really did. When I say that it touched my soul, it really did touch my soul because it was a reminder that I can't let anyone steal it or anything steal it. So I want to remind you that, yes, you know, we're going through a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot going on right now, you know. And we, I don't know about you, Lauren, I know you understand what I'm saying. We're ready to get outside, not just to go to the store, but we're ready to stand outside and just be there. I mean, do you agree, Lauren?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. We don't want to just, you know, go in and mask up. And I have to tell you guys, I hate the mask. So that's one of the reasons I probably have not left the house, you know, as much as a lot of people because I hate the mask. But, you know, I want to go out and I want to be out, you know. I want to hit the pool, which they haven't opened here where I live. You know, I want to be able to take a walk without having to worry about, you know, someone walking towards me and them thinking that I'm too close to them. You know, I want to be able to go to sleep and wake up and not worry about, you know, even though I've been in the house, just this little tinge in the back of my head that's like, man, I haven't been anywhere, but why am I stuffed up? Because these are things that we feel. You know, I want to be able to go and drive my mom crazy. That's what I want to be able to do. You know, I want to be able to go out with my girlfriends. You know, I want to be able to go to my favorite bar and have a drink. You know, I don't want to have to worry about am I 6 feet away. I feel all of that. I feel all of it. I feel the fear. I feel the pain, not the pain, but the anxiety. I feel the uncertainty, you know. But guess what? I also feel the joy, you know, and I understand that I have to continue to reach for that. And so every day, you know, as I encourage Lauren to do and I encourage everybody else to do, you know, I encourage you to choose a smile and not the frown. What I mean by that is choose happiness. My friend Julie says, like I said in one of my shows, you know, you have to choose your happy balance. You have to choose it. Choose happiness. You know, because what is choosing negativity going to do for you? What is the benefit of it? How is it working out for you? You know, continue to be motivated. Keep good company. And I'm not just talking about your friends. I'm talking about the things that you look at, the things that you read. You know, we're in a day where our company is just not people that are right in front of us. It's people on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. What now is it? TikTok? All of these things affect us. Create a clear vision of what kind of person you want to walk out of this being. Who do you want to be when you walk out of this? And lastly, you know, define what needs to be done so that you can reach your vision of who you want to be. If that means you have to create a schedule, like Lauren says, you have to limit your time on social media. Maybe you want to work out every day. You want to, you know, what is it that you need to do to walk out of this better than you walk into it? And that's all that I'm asking you. And so I appreciate you all joining me for Freestyle Tuesday. Thank you, Lauren, for co-hosting. I really appreciate
it.
Thank you. And as I say every single time I have a live show, you know, if no one else tells you, you are unique, you're wonderful, you're great, you're fabulous, you're phenomenal. And I appreciate everyone taking the time out to listen to my show, Phenomenally You. I encourage you to go and read my blog. I encourage you to go to ewaterradio.net because, you know, we have a lot of positive things going on. I just encourage you to walk in your greatness. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me this evening. Stay home. be safe. Like Lauren said, wash your hands and practice self-distancing. Everyone have a wonderful evening. God bless. And have a wonderful night. Thank you.